Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. We're grateful that you're here, and we are eager to share with you some more valuable tips that'll help you with your family. I'm here with Elena Svetslot from the Netherlands, and together we like to talk about parenting, and it's certainly fun to have an audience while we do that. We're going to, again, deal with another subject that is so critical in family life. And I think if you understand this one idea, it's going to help you deal with entitlement in your home. I mean, I can't believe how many kids are entitled today. I don't know where they get it all. I know some parents are Christian parents, godly parents, trying to do what's right, but their kids seem to develop entitlement. And I don't even say it's a parent's fault. I don't know where kids get these ideas. But anyway, we're going to talk about a solution for that today. So Elena, I'm glad that you're with me. Thank you for joining me with me again today.
Yeah, very good to be together again, Dr. Scott, and hi to everyone listening. Indeed, we are going to talk about the topic, which I'm sure will feel familiar to a lot of parents listening. And I just want to start by saying that this is one of the chapters in your book that's entitled How a Heart-Based Approach to Parenting Changes Everything. And this is also accompanied by 13 webinars. So I do encourage parents to have a look at the book. I know you have it in hard copy, and also it can be downloaded online. So a lot of great information here. But yes, let's focus today on gratitude, and we start actually by talking about entitlement and what it is, because just what you were mentioning, it looks like our children are born with it somehow. It doesn't take too much exercise and practice for them to act as if they were entitled to many things. So, Dr. Scott, why not start by quickly sharing your view on what entitlement is and how can we kind of spot it amongst all the other things going on in our family?
It seems to be that some children have this opinion that they are owed something, or that they become demanding inside, and when they don't get their way, and they get upset about it, and it seems to be so pervasive today. Mm-hmm. I'm regularly dealing with it as I work with parents. It's just a real challenge for parents to work with their kids who feel entitled, and they're going, what do I do? I mean, did I create this problem? And I think that it's much more complicated than just children responding to parents' initiative. But I think there are some things we can do to curb it. We just need to be proactive about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's such a mixed thing coming from, you know, our habits as a family, but also from their environment at school, and how they're engaging with each other, children, looking at all the things that they can get and they have access to. I think it's also, one of the reasons why perhaps this idea of we are owned to have what we want, when we want it, it's something so prolific in our society. I think not only for children, also for adults, it seems to be. And also this idea of having something as fast as possible, you know, at the touch of a button. So that's also something more and more present. So when we talk about that and we see children actually acting angry, upset, right, as a result of it, there are processes in place, and you share them in your book on how we can actually build a gratitude culture in our family. And I think that's so important, and it's not just something that can be done over one day or 1 week. It's something that it takes time, and it takes time to build. How would you recommend us to start with that?
Well, let's start with this idea that there is a gratitude entitlement continuum. Hmm. And if we recognize this, then this is going to be the first step just in our own thinking, because children who are low in gratitude tend to be high in entitlement. But if we can increase the gratitude in a child's life, it lowers the entitlement. I think in part we live in this culture of abundance. And when we do, then children expect all kinds of abundance. Yeah. And they just need to develop more gratitude in their life. And when they do, then good things can happen. So we're really trying to move children on a continuum from entitlement to gratitude. So this is not just a say thank you. Occasionally, this is like building a heart of gratitude. I think being thankful is the behavior, and gratitude is the heart quality.
Yeah.
And I think a quality like gratitude is developed over time because of exercises that parents do with their children. So what we're trying to do is help our kids grasp something that's just so important for life. You know, this idea of gratitude is not just something that is in the Bible. I mean, it's throughout the Bible that we need to have gratitude in our hearts. But even in modern medicine and even psychology, they're saying one of the greatest health practices that one can have is gratitude. So, I mean, God knew that. That's why he put it in the Bible. And that's why he wants our each one of us to develop that in our lives. And children need it. So when we do the work of developing gratitude in a home, then I think good things can happen. And I think there is a way to create a gratitude building home or set the atmosphere, the culture within a home. And we can talk about those specific ideas if you think how we get to.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I think it is what you just mentioned. It is something daily, something small that we can teach our children to do and expect them to do. But there's also a process or a strategy behind it, I expect, to move them from one side of the continuum to the other. And I know we will be talking about how we can do that. And I think one of the areas which you are focusing on your book as well are how to set clear expectations for our children and also how to model gratitude ourselves, right? So I think, yeah, it is perhaps a bit obvious, let's put it that way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it happens automatically in each family. So I think it's also good to perhaps take a step back and think, okay, how and what do we do actually to encourage gratitude in our family and assess that a bit, look at that, look at our daily habits, our habits together as a family, but also on our own. How do we, what do we do to encourage that? So, how do we set clear expectations, Dr. Scott, in a way that's, let's say, sustainable?
Well, I think, first of all, we create patterns. I think we say to our kids, look, in our family, we say thank you for every gift or every meal or every act of kindness. Or even if I compliment you, you say thank you. Some children have a hard time receiving a compliment. But the point is, they need to learn how to do it. And it's always a gift when someone gives you a compliment. So you need to learn how to say thank you. And when you're disappointed, that is, you don't get what you want, it's okay to be sad, but you can't lash out, blame other people, be angry about it. I think that there's a consistency that parents can have in their kind of the way they function in life. They're creating a culture. This is what we do in our family. It's really important. You know, I was down in my grandchildren, a couple of them, I have 12 grandchildren, but two of them live down in Georgia, and southern Georgia, very southern. And I was down visiting them, and they had a friend over. And it was yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and it was just all this very, very polite conversation that they shared with my wife and me as we were down there, the friends. And, you know, I'm not saying we have to have children say yes, sir, and no, sir, but I am saying that there's a culture developed. And if you can develop that culture in the South using those particular words, I know in any family, you can develop a culture that is not just respectful, but has a gratitude to it. So I think that what we're doing is we're developing this expectation that we're just doing it ourselves, you know, just by saying things like, I'm grateful we get to eat together tonight, or I'm thankful that your coach is teaching you so well, or I'm grateful that we have a beautiful day today. I mean, all those kinds of things that we can do just to demonstrate our own gratitude, I think those are good things that encourage children on a very positive level.
Yeah, it's so important, actually, to rethink the way we use words and how that matters so much. And perhaps we think we can take it for granted, or maybe it seems a bit exaggerated, but I think children learn from it. I know in some countries, in Netherlands, for example, there is a word we use for older people, like you in the US use, for example, sir. And I think it's also very important perhaps to differentiate for children how they speak to older people or elderly people or to teachers. It can really show respect. So even these kind of small details can really, make a big difference because words are such a crucial part of how we relate to one another, but also how we build up our character. So Yeah, and I know you mentioned, and we spoke briefly about how do we are as parents model that gratitude, you know, ourselves also. And I think it kind of struck me when you said that there are children who don't know how to take compliments, and I think it's so relevant sometimes. I think adults also don't know how to take compliments, and saying thank you, it's such a just a very simple way to accept a compliment and respond to it. How could there other things? What other things could we do as parents to model gratitude besides, let's say, saying thank you or being grateful or sharing things we are grateful for?
I think that there are activities that parents could do. Mm. See, I think gratitude is developed through practice. Mm. So you might just have a thankful moment before a meal where tell me something you're grateful for before we pray, or just having a gratitude check-in time before bedtime. What's one thing that was your highlight for today that you're grateful for?
Yeah.
I like the idea that some people have when opening gifts, your Christmas gifts or your birthday gifts, you don't open another gift until you thank the person for the last one that you just received.
Yeah.
You know, if you come leaving the coach after the ball game, you know, where the coach has just coached you for the whole time, to say thank you, coach. I just think all of that is teaching that we live life differently. But it's not just on the side of thankfulness. It's also on the side of disappointment.
Yeah.
Because this is where it really creates a problem for many children. They don't know how to handle disappointment. And many parents are hesitant to say no to their kids. I just think kids need to hear the word no. Mm. And sometimes parents, when their kids are disappointed, not just because parents say no, because life says no. You know, it's raining today and you can't go to the party, or we're not going to go out to have that event. And children are disappointed. I think sometimes you have to let disappointment do its work. Instead of saying, oh, well, let's do this. Let me get you this special thing. Or let's replace this disappointment with a gift or a special privilege or something. I just think sometimes children need to experience disappointment because that's part of life. And if children are always bailed out from their disappointment, then they develop an entitlement mentality. So looking for ways to help children, I think, can help them a lot in this area. And then I also think this is a spiritual issue. Mm. And so I think we have to talk about the spiritual side of the heart of a person. It's not just a social habit. It's a deep awareness of grace.
Yeah,
I think that this tool is spiritual reflection is really what we're doing. And so, you know, I suppose we could end each day with a God, I thank you prayer of some kind. Mm. But somehow what we're doing is we're recognizing that God has done a lot for us. So much for us, more than we can ever imagine. So I think that the Bible is full of gratitude training things. In Colossians 3:15-17, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful.
Yeah.
And be thankful. That's what he's saying. It's just part of who we are. So the more we understand that this is a spiritual exercise, I think parents are going to grab this for themselves and they're going to say, man, I need to do some work on this with my kids. Because I think that entitlement is a problem and it needs to be addressed. And parents can do a lot using the tool of gratitude to help their children bring about significant changes.
Mm, absolutely. It made me think of the fact that we have, since a year or so, started to pray together with the Open Door, the organization Open Door, which sends a monthly calendar with different reasons to pray for the church that's being followed in, you know, abroad, and the church those Christians that have trouble. I think it's also such a good exercise in sharing and showing that what we have is not a given for everyone. Really helped me also to learn more about our brothers and sisters abroad, but also the children, for them to realize that just it's not everywhere possible to pray and have your Bible open on the table. So indeed, such a could seem perhaps as a small thing, perhaps as something that that it's not going to impact, but it does make a lot of a big impact. It can make a big impact, especially for young children. Yeah, excellent work. And we will be talking about spiritual growth for children in our next episode. So really looking forward to that, and how to help children develop a spiritual foundation.
Yeah, very important. Yeah.
Very important. So, Dr. Scott, before we end up this episode, are there any other thoughts you would like to share?
Yeah, I think entitlement can feel like a dark cloud hanging over a child or a home. We know when you see the eyes rolling or the grumbling attitude or that's not fair or all these things that come out of that. It takes real joy out of parenting. It takes joy out of family life. And it creates a problem. So I would just say you have what it takes to take your child on this journey from entitlement to gratitude. You just got to put it into practice. And it is a lot of work because children sometimes resist with their bad attitude. But, you know, look, we're not just trying to look good on the outside. We're trying to work on children's hearts.
Yeah.
And that takes work. So, yeah, let's do the work we need to do in order to help children develop what they need to be successful in life.
Yeah, and don't expect to see results next day. that's something that takes a while to change.
Now, that's right.
Excellent. And thank you so much, Scott, for your very practical tips. And I look forward to speak to you next time about spiritual foundation and how we can build that in children. But until then, I want to share with parents that we have now almost 100 episodes in our podcast, which is amazing if you think about it. So I want to encourage them to share it with those who they might feel could benefit from it. And yeah, if you want more information, going to biblicalparenting.org is also a very good option and resources there available. So until next time, God bless you.